Well, public health experts are urging the federal and state governments to stop sniping at each other and work together to solve the vaccine rollout problems. Their calls come as Australia gets more bad news on the vaccine supply front. Samantha Donovan has more.
As the politicians play the blame game, health experts are urging National Cabinet to sort out the problems with the vaccine rollout. Adjunct Professor Terry Sleven is the CEO of the Public Health Association of Australia. He was asked for his assessment of the federal government's handling of the rollout on ABC Radio Melbourne.
I don't want to buy into the political argument. I think there's been missteps along the way, but bear in mind that the way the circumstances have changed, you know, sometimes day by day, sometimes hour by hour, I think it would be hard to find anybody who could perfectly manage that process. You know, we saw a week or two ago what I thought was an appalling exercise where there was the blame game and pointing fingers at the states and all the rest of it, and some of the ministers who did that I think should be ashamed of themselves. That's where we need to focus our attention, solving the problem.
Professor Robert Boy is an honorary professor with the University of Sydney's Immunisation Coalition. He concedes his confidence in Australia's ability to roll out the COVID vaccine has been shaken.
Yeah, it's been surprisingly slow. Supply has obviously been a constraint. If you don't have product, if you don't have a vaccine, you can't put it in someone's arm. The organisation, however, probably needs to be improved.
What would you like to see the state and federal governments really focusing on at these National Cabinet meetings?
Well, cooperation, consultation, sharing of information, sharing of success stories, sharing of problems. Getting together in a meeting is more than a talk fest. Real action can come from it.
What more responsibility do you think the states could take on?
They've offered to set up these parallel clinics where large numbers can be vaccinated in a short space of time. So I think when the jurisdictions get together and discuss this, that will certainly be on the table.
But the Federal Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy has stressed those mass vaccination hubs can't be set up unless Australia has more vaccine available. And there's been more bad news on that front for the federal government. It has a contract with Novavax to start sending Australia its jab from mid-year. But the company has announced it's unable to meet its production targets due to a shortage of raw materials. Professor Robert Boy is hoping the delays won't be long.
Yeah, the Novavax looks a very good vaccine. It's under emergency use authorisation application very soon in the US, meaning that they'll start using it hopefully within a month. I think we should still pursue it, and it could be one of the major vaccines we're giving.
And there are more reports this morning of the bungled rollout in aged care facilities. Bob Torcato's 94-year-old mother was due to get her first injection at her country Victorian aged care home tomorrow, but the appointments for the home have been cancelled by the private provider Aspen Medical.
The nursing home was already, the nursing home is fantastic. The local doctor was ready to come in on his day off after the vaccines were administered to, in case there were any issues. Like everything there, and my brother went and visited mum, and there's a note on her desk from the nursing home saying, due to staff shortages, the vaccination day has been cancelled. They are awaiting advice from Aspen Medical. Residents and staff were ready to go, so everybody is very disappointed. Now, I was very, very unimpressed. And this is personal. This is my mum.
Mr. Torcato was speaking to ABC Radio Melbourne, and the CEO of his mum's nursing home, Barry Hobbs, soon rang in to echo his concerns.
Aspen said they didn't have the staff to do it and they weren't sure when we would be reallocated. As Bob said, you know, a very vulnerable group, and we're sitting in Violetown, the middle of nowhere in Victoria, little place, and we seem like we've been forgotten.
That's Barry Hobbs, CEO of an aged care home at Violetown in Victoria. That report from Samantha Donovan.